Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
She says, I'm rooting for Tommy.
Yeah, I think everyone is. He needs to win that veto.
Let me look up this Tommy guy.
Tommy's great. He's the little Broadway dancer. He's fabulous.
Oh, okay. I know his face.
Yeah. He is. He's adorable, actually. Like, he just seems like such a genuinely nice person. Yeah. You can't help but like him.
Tommy Bracco, 28, Staten Island, Broadway dancer. Yeah.
Staten Island.
Staten.
Yeah. Well, you can hear it.
Oh, you sure can. There's no hiding that. It's good. Yeah, it's been a good season. I'm really bummed that Mickey and Holly are. They're just awful people. Like, neither one of them is my favorite. The only one that I like Cliff and Nicole. They're fine, but
Tommy. I can't believe Cliff is still there. I don't even know the show, and I can't believe that guy's still there.
Well, it's funny because he was the very first day he was thrown into a situation where he could have been the first one out.
Right.
And I think Mickey was the one who said, old
that
person,
out of jail soon,
heavy
Brent.
Person, and two black people. Go, he literally took all, everyone that wasn't a 22-year-old hottie and threw them into the wolves. And then David was the first one who lost out on that challenge.
We never even got to hear that guy talk.
No. And he actually seemed like he might have had a pretty good game going. Well, like, the very little we did hear, he was a quiet dude who watched everything and had the whole thing figured out. And then he didn't make it back because Cliff made it back.
Oh, well.
And listen, if Cliff makes it to the end, he might be able to make an argument for himself. Hey, I was thrown out the first night. I was actually evicted.
He's a winner.
And got myself back in. I've won when I needed to win.
If he makes it onto the jury, I'd vote for him.
Mm-hmm. You mean if he makes it?
I mean, not
to
a jury,
the final
onto
two.
The final two. Yeah, I'd vote for him.
Sure.
Done.
Yep.
And even though he's.
Possibly.
Sometimes I think maybe it shouldn't come into play, but I think people are, it's about giving money to someone who maybe doesn't need it. You know, they go oh, you had a good game, but you're an oil engineer, dude.
Right.
Like, we could give it to this person, their life would be changed.
For you, that's like a nice padding for your retirement.
Right. That's a swimming pool at your mansion in Texas.
God. Is he that rich? I didn't know.
He's an oil engineer. What does that mean?
I have no idea what that means.
I think that makes you rich, right?
I don't know. They seem like a normal family when they showed
up. It seems very hazardous to your health. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I don't really know.
Yeah. I would think that he is.
Yeah.
It seems like oil tycoon. Those two
does,
things go
it does
together.
It seem like oil seems like rich, but I'm sure there's a lot of people working in the oil industry who aren't the owners. And yeah, I have no idea.
Hmm.
They seemed very normal when you saw their house.
Oh,
you know,
more than normal.
Oh,
like normal attacked them.
Right. They're in Normal's prison.
They got jumped by Normal, and Normal won.
Yeah. That's funny.
Normal. Anyway, just a few more weeks of Big Brother left. Sorry for the people who hate it. And then we'll be getting into Survivor.
I saw the first ad.
Oh, you did?
I don't know if I'm stoked on the, what is it called? The Return of the Idols or something like that.
The Icons or
whatever.
Yeah.
The Heroes.
I have something on that.
Yeah, so
it's. No one really local, though. A lot of people from SoCal, though.
I think a lot of people, think they're going to jumpstart whatever acting career. They're looking to be cast on anything.
Uh-huh.
Well,
what was that girl's name? Which one?
On
Big Brother?
Colleen.
Oh, Colleen.
Colleen?
That very first season.
Segwayed
Colleen,
from that show into, Rob Schneider.
Yeah. She did a movie.
But yeah, she made a full-on motion picture with Rob Schneider. For how?
I don't know. And actually, Stacy, the local, wasn't that her name, Stacy?
Yeah,
she got
a
like
lawyer.
A Reebok commercial or a Nike commercial or something. A lot of them on that very first season. Richard Hatch went on to get I think he still does a radio show. I'm not sure what his deal is.
He got into trouble
for
some reason.
He did. Some IRS stuff that
Well, he
owed.
Went to jail and got out, but he kept that weight off too. And he, because man, you dropped some pounds on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And got into radio and who knows what he's doing now. But a lot of people on that very first season Because it was such a phenomenon. Now, I swear to God, they brought back people from last year on the show last night. And I went, oh, what are their names? Could not, you know, obviously they tell you what the names are.
It's been 20 years.
Oh, see, so. I felt like those two were extremely memorable.
Yeah, I remembered them.
Oh, okay.
You know, but I was like, I don't know their names. I couldn't have. I was like, I don't know, Sway Lee and Tammy or something.
Sway Lee.
Well, his name is Swaggy. Swaggy C.
Swaggy C and Bailey.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just couldn't come up with the guy's name.
I turned him on. I go, isn't that a rapper, Sway Lee?
Certainly heard Sway Lee since the last time I've heard Swaggy C and Bailey. God, that Bailey chick is hot. Did you watch that? This morning, I guess you
I watched it this morning.
She had this, she's this gorgeous chick, Bailey. And she had this little pink dress on, or just legs for miles. And
she's gorgeous, but she's got a lot of work to do to get the image of bleeding from the mouth
as she screamed
hysterically about. Who was she yelling at? I don't even remember that.
She was yelling at the guy who didn't win, right? She was yelling at the blonde surfer dude from Ohio.
Oh.
What the hell was his name? Oh, Taylor. It was Taylor. That's the thing. Like, even though that was just last year and I was fully immersed in it, I don't have any of those people's names anymore.
I'm getting tired of collecting $5 from you. I'm going to have $5 collections for collecting my money.
It's got to be a game. It's got to be officially a game.
You should start dishing it out, Vinny. If you're collecting too much, you should start
giving your money away. Yeah. We could come up with some good charities.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You got Bryn over there.
Bryn's a charity.
Yeah. Bryn had to jack his house up this weekend. Maybe I'm not supposed to talk about that. Uh-oh. Anyway, KLSE, is it okay if I talk about that?
We have concert tickets coming up, Sarah, and I know you're excited about that.
I was listening to Bailey scream and watching her
bleed from her mouth.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she little...
Oh my god.
It hasn't even really begun yet. I mean, she has yet to bite her tongue and start bleeding from the mouth.
It's that last vocal cord sound, though, where you go, uh-oh.
It's shrieking.
Out of her mind.
Oh, she's insane. Is she bleeding there? I think she starts to bleed there.
Oh, yeah, she's bleeding. Yeah. Her tongue is red.
Oh, she's...
Yeah, you see
poor
that?
Thing.
You see that on her mouth? Yeah. Her teeth are...
Teeth are all tinged red. Yeah, that was good. That was one of the good episodes last year. Bad news. Whew.
Very. Yes.
All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Right when we get back, we have tickets for Cake and Ben Fold this Friday. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's
Your
Morning
shirt
Show.
Your shirt is giving me vertigo.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm stripey today.
Is that new?
It's fairly new. It might have been from that trip in May.
The girls' trip.
Yeah, when I do all my shopping for the year.
You look sharp.
Has a little hoodie, too. Look at
it. Oh, it does?
Yeah, isn't that cute?
Oh, it is cute.
Yeah. Like a little tight over my headphones.
You can check us out on Facebook Live.
Sure, Facebook Live. That's where we are today. Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Just trying something new. All day on Facebook
Live. Yeah, all day. Mm-hmm. Just seeing if we can do it all day. You know. Hey, if you're calling number 9 right now, you will win a pair of tickets to see Cake. Crank it up. And Ben Folds. Oh my God. This is a dream lineup. I'm going to this show.
You are going.
And not only that,
I've
been going to this show since I first heard about it. I'm like, oh, these guys are in high rotation.
Have you met
this
dude? We've had them in, right?
I think so. Was it back at the other building?
I don't know.
It was because we were talking to them. I believe, I could be wrong, he's a gay guy, and I talked about women or something, and he's like, or guys.
I think that happened at DRE. We were on the phone with them. Remember that?
Was that DRE? Okay, maybe that was it.
But I believe that we've met them in person as well, and they've played some Alice shows.
Yeah.
And Ben Folds, I first saw live, I think in 94, when he was in the Ben Folds 5, and they were on a side stage at a festival. And John and I heard them and walked over and stood there with our mouths hanging open for the whole set. I love Ben Folds. So he's been solo for a long time now. And my son is so into them. You bitch. Give my money back. And don't forget to give me back my black t-shirt. So anyway, Ben Folds and Cake are at Shoreline this Friday. And you want to go with me? Come on. You can get your tickets right now. 800-400-3697. We have a pair of tickets for caller number 9. They're on sale at livenation.com. I don't know where my seats are. I'm actually sort of hoping I'm up in the field. That'd be nice.
You're going to be out with the people, though.
Yeah.
Bring your blanket.
I know. But that's so nice. Like, you know, you can walk around and there you are under the stars. It's nice.
Not me. Shoreline, I'm going to be
You want
front.
Seats? Yeah. I have no idea if I get good
or
seats
or a little
or not.
Box. That's
Oh, a box?
Yes.
I wonder if I could get a box.
Get service delivered.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. Really? Holy crap. I haven't been to a show at Shoreline in forever. I can't even remember the last time I went.
I like it. Yeah. Good spot. I like to get a seat, though, and I also, you know what? Someone stands up in front of me, I think, oh, that's too bad. Mm. Now I got to get up. Mm. Bummer.
Yeah.
I really like sitting here.
Well, it's going to be a lot of dancing at this show. I'm actually, the one thing that I'm kind of dreading is, A, it's Friday the 13th, and B, I got to push through the city basically at rush hour to get down to Shoreline. This is going to be fun, but we're going to leave our house super early.
Why do you care about the
13th? Maybe leave early and then have dinner somewhere down by there.
Yeah, I need to make sure that we can gather the troops before everyone has their own life now and have to get everyone home and
then get in one car.
The people. Mm-hmm.
The people must be rounded up.
So anyway, we'll have tickets all week?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So Cake and Ben Folds. Shoreline Amphitheater this Friday night.
Or I think we're sort of spotting it. So I think we'll have maybe three pairs this week. So maybe
okay.
We'll see.
But anyway, keep it here on the Alice.
Yeah.
Because that's where you get your tickets. Or you go to livenation.com. Anthony's answering the phones right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's get rolling here with the celebrity trash. It's brought to you by Planet Home. Oh, that's this weekend too.
That's this weekend. Yes.
Experience the Planet Home event this September 13th. Friday the 13th through the 15th, featuring live music, interactive exhibits, local food and a beverage program, all to solve the planet's future. Visit planethome.eco, E-C-O, for info and tickets. This is a really cool event all weekend long. Snoop Dogg is there. There's a huge panel of various speakers.
Mm-hmm. Adrian Grenier.
Right.
Ed Norton, the science guy.
Bill Nye.
The astronaut dude, Kelly.
Right, Scott Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on at this thing. And, you know, look, it's might give you a little insight into what's going on here. What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah. So, Planet Home, thank you. Today is International Sudoku Day.
Mm. Which you are a fan of.
I am... it's ridiculous. It's not a nerd thing. It's just a little puzzle. I can't even know what it is.
Like I see it in the newspaper and I just like,
somehow
what?
Numbers are the answer.
Is that what it is?
And that's
it's
enough
all
for me. Bye.
It's you know what though? It could be anything. They could
Bye,
be symbols.
Felicia.
It's just a logic puzzle. That's all. There's nine boxes and so in each box you have to get all nine numbers. You know, 1 through 9, and then in each column and row, you have to get all, and there can't be any repeats. So it's just a puzzle. It's just a logic puzzle. They could be symbols. It could be letters. It could be, it just happens to be numbers. It's so GD fun. Just like when you get the little breaks, you go, oh, there it is. And the whole thing falls into place. Bells and whistles are going off. Sometimes I imagine I'm at some Sudoku competition. You know, and they can't believe how fast I am. It's just amazing.
At the Sudoku
competition. Yeah, the competition that we're, here's Clark. She's going to do it without putting in any...
She's wearing her dirtiest sweatpants,
that's
everyone.
Right. Oh, and she is. She's sitting on that same couch she's been on all weekend long. How does she keep going? It's like, I don't know. It's amazing. I think this is her 400th puzzle this weekend.
Who's this John guy she keeps yelling for?
Mm-hmm. And why does he keep leaving the house? It's like he wants her to get her own stuff. God, it's weird. Doesn't she know she has...
What? Legs of her own?
No. She can't be getting up. She's got a competition to win.
Oh, all right.
The problem with celebrities, I think, is that they surround themselves by other like rich and famous people and then they start to really lose touch with what's right and wrong or what reality is maybe is better.
What are you getting at?
I'm getting at the college admission scandal.
Oh.
Like the just sort of the thinking behind why Felicity Huffman coughed up. And listen, she's one of the lesser offenders, $15,000 or whatever for her daughter's SAT scores. Here she is explaining why she paid a college admissions consultant $15,000 to rig her daughter's SAT score. And I don't think it makes any sense, but here's what she says. She says, In my desperate attempt to be a good mother, I talked myself into believing that all I was doing was giving my daughter a fair shot. I see the irony in that statement now because what I've done is the opposite of fair. She said she panicked and she worried that her daughter's low math scores on the SAT would hamstring her dreams of becoming an actress.
Do you need math?
You know, I didn't know that. Maybe being an actress is harder than I thought.
Well,
maybe.
You have to add your paycheck, I guess.
I guess so.
Your agent fees.
Right.
USC is a big performing arts school, correct?
I have no idea.
Film school.
So there's
a good chance
that she's somehow hoping that getting into that program was going to help her get
and
the
she
practice
would need
she
math.
Need in order to be able to. You need math to get into a school like that.
Well, you need math in general. I mean, and you're not wrong. Maybe it was about her paycheck. Because honestly, sometimes the math on those is a little wonky. You're like, who's this FICA guy? What's happening with...
I don't know.
Just seems like of all the whole percentage of what I'm actually getting seems really low. Felicity is being scheduled to be sentenced on Friday. And prosecutors are recommending she receive a 1-month prison sentence. Her lawyers just want probation, of course.
Yeah.
A $20,000 fine and 250 hours of community service.
That's a lot, right, Ben?
She's not going to like it. Well, she may get a different deal, but if they make her get on the side of the freeway and pick stuff up.
For 250 hours.
That's a long time.
Felicity is going to be the first one in this scandal who is sentenced. Lori Loughlin's situation is still up in the air, but she hasn't owned up to doing anything wrong. By the way, Lifetime released a trailer for a movie that they're doing.
I didn't see it. Did you watch it?
I didn't watch the trailer, but I saw a few stories on this one. I was like, you know what would have been the best is if it was on the Hallmark Channel. Like, it would have been so much better if this movie was on the Hallmark Channel.
What is the movie?
It's called The College Admissions Scandal.
Ah.
I wish it was starring Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman. I mean, then it would be the most awesome thing of all time. But no, it's not. Anyway, it's going to be a Lifetime movie.
What do they call the situation?
Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues, yeah.
So funny. Anyway.
So wait, the channel that Lori was the star of was Lifetime or Hallmark?
Hallmark.
So she was Hallmark.
She certainly has done movies that
have aired
on Lifetime.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought the best would have been if she and Felicity had been cast in the movie that was airing on Hallmark. That would be, like, I might actually have to find out where the Hallmark channel is and watch that.
I would like to think they could get community hour service for that.
Right. We're showing you how bad it is, how our lives fell apart. It could be like a reality show. 89-year-old Sean Connery.
Do you want some of the trailer?
Oh, sure. Is there anything good? Let's see.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Oh, really? Okay. This is the Lifetime movie. Oh, God, they're even showing them mocking up the photo shoots.
That is so dramatic. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I love
it.
Oh, my God.
Very well done.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a Felicity Huffman character, and there's a Lori Loughlin character. It's
good
awesome.
Lord.
It's amazing. Oh, man, the world is so perfect sometimes. Other times, not so much. 89-year-old Sean Connery, mm-hmm. The Rock. He was one of the many people affected by Hurricane Dorian last week. He actually lives on the Bahamas. He says, lucky the most people who went through it. He and his wife were at their home in the Bahamas when the storm hits, but they're fine. He said, we were lucky compared to many others, but the damage there was not great. He said they knew it might be bad. So they were sure that they made sure to be ready. And then the worst of it hit about 90 miles away from them. I don't know how big the Bahamas are. I mean, it's sort of a string of islands, right?
Yeah.
And they said
it was devastated. Like more than, say, 3/4 of the homes were completely destroyed.
Well, there is a section of it. Was it called the Abaco Islands? Isn't that the word name we heard?
I'm getting a thumbs up from Vaughn.
So apparently those were the worst hit by it of all the Bahamas territory.
Doesn't Lenny Kravitz own an
Eleutheria?
He owns an island there in the string.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's where he makes all his records.
So I haven't heard anything about his island. Is it a private island?
I don't know. That's the first thing I think of with the Bahamas.
Mm.
I've never been,
right.
But I've heard Lenny Kravitz owns a place there.
Well, and so does apparently Sean Connery. So he says the main damage was about 90 miles away from them. He said they had a lot of wind and rain, but obviously it could have been worse.
there was another survivor of the hurricane. This is the famous summer home mansion from the movie The Notebook. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful house. I know.
Can't say I know.
Is it the house that he spent so much time working on?
Mm-hmm.
When he wrote her.
And I think in the end, don't they convert it
into... Actually, I think it was her parents' place.
Right, but then it falls into disrepair and I think he buys
it. And then he, okay.
Yeah, he buys it later and he restores it and then she comes. Oh, don't worry. That is so not the crux of that movie. Don't worry.
If I could put Vinny down on a chair and then...
Tie him up. I see the ropes going around his chest. Sure.
Yeah, around. And then I'd make him watch that movie.
No, don't make him watch that. Make him watch...
He would fall in love with it. Oh, you say actually.
Love Actually.
Yeah, Love Actually. Yeah. Okay, so I put him in one chair.
Well, we'll do a double feature. We'll do a double feature.
I had a girlfriend that did her damnedest to get me to watch Dirty Dancing, and I'm still virginal.
Yeah. Dirty Dancing, you can skip.
The best part about Dirty Dancing is the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And your buddy is in there, the dude from Lenny Law and Briscoe. Order. He was so good.
Yeah. No thanks.
Yeah, I could live without that movie, but
it's so beautiful.
But I'm feeling your love.
Yeah, then we could tie Vinny up.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that might be a good idea pretty soon.
You
to
guys
tie
wouldn't
up.
Tie me up and then make me watch some piece of poo movie.
Like couple
nothing
of them,
good
few
happens
of them, yeah.
after you're tied up.
Oh, I beg to differ.
This is dramatic too.
That's where Patrick Swayze is being totally like ridiculous.
Two desperate people.
You mean gross? Yeah, gross. Patrick Swayze is being gross. You're right.
That is so cute. And then she got her nose. You know what's crazy? She had that kind of like honking nose.
Yeah.
But it was like part of like she's still acts
her
now,
charm.
And she's got her nose that's gone, and you can't even recognize her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, look at these moves, Ben.
Yeah.
Come on,
walking
baby. Look, that's
aisle.
Cool dancing.
Is
that's
it?
A dude who's dancing
all,
real
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
You got to be kidding. You're into that?
But the last part, Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
You
got to get where lips are at. We got to get
I know what you're looking for.
Where
she runs up to him. And
here we go.
She glides.
It's beautiful. Come on.
Here we
he's
go.
All, come on now.
And now they suddenly
come
have
on,
a whole
baby.
Background dancer crowd.
Look at those fancy footworks there.
Look at
because...
Oh boy, this must have been so weird to film. You know, to stand up there and act like you gave a rat's ass about
to
this
watch,
guy.
Too.
All right,
old movies.
It's about
everybody.
To
don't watch him.
Oh no! Oh, here we go. He's giving it a look.
Oh!
He's like, it's gonna happen.
You know this part, everyone.
Here it is. Oh, and she's up.
She's time of my life.
Oh. I actually did get chills. All right.
That's so good.
Oh.
You really just chewed up the end of Celebrity Trash with that nonsense?
Yeah.
Well, it's hilarious is what it is.
It's so good.
You know, every now and then I follow like Kook Slams on Instagram.
What's that?
It's like those crashes, basically. Every now and then they'll show somebody who tries to do that dance, like jump.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then they
they go
awesome.
Right over. Right.
What's that Ryan Gosling movie where he does that? And he's like, yeah, that's my move.
Oh, I love
it's
so
called
great. That
crazy,
movie.
Sexy, love, crazy.
Yeah,
I think that's it,
something
yeah.
like that. It's such a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the one with...
Emma Stone and Steve Carell.
Steve Carell.
Yeah, there's a lot of people actually in that movie.
Yeah, that's a good one. Crazy, crazy, sexy
crazy
love?
Stupid love.
Crazy, stupid love. That's mm-hmm. it. All right, Vinny, what's coming up for the news?
Well, I'll get you up to date on Antonio Brown and whether he'll start for the Raiders tonight or not. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you want to watch this show live this morning, go to Facebook. Sarah and Vinny Facebook page has the Sarah and Vinny show going live. We're doing a Facebook Live all morning.
Hello.
Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. .com something.
Boy. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Winchester Mystery House's new
Ooh.
Immersive Halloween walkthrough experience called Unhinged.
Super excited. Ooh. We're going to do our Halloween show from there.
Yeah. Oh.
I have a walkthrough tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
On sale now at WinchesterRunHinged.com. What? Oh, no. Winchester Unhinged. Sorry.
I'm like, it does look like Winchester
Unhinged.
Sorry. WinchesterUnhinged.com.
.com.
Remind me to proofread stuff before we go live. Oh, God.
You're so busy, Vinny.
Here's what's happening, everyone. So the NFL season kicked off over this weekend. It was a lot of fun as the Niners got a win, 31-17. The big news, though, even as I was leaving the building on Friday, was about the Raiders' star wide receiver, Antonio Brown. Fantastic talent.
Tom Brady couldn't be more happy.
Hold on, we're not there yet. Acquired in a trade from Pittsburgh because he was in a fight with his quarterback there. The Raiders got him, and it looked like he was going to be the star of the Oakland / Las Vegas Raiders offense. For some reason, though, the hot air balloon, the burned feet in the cryogenic
chamber therapy,
whatever. Then more. There's a lot of stuff. Yeah. The helmet he wanted to wear that wasn't legal.
Guy's a bitch.
He's been a lot of trouble.
Yeah. What a pain in the ass.
So finally, I think it was Friday when he was apologizing to everyone. Mm. I'm sorry I've been a distraction. I'm sorry. I want to be here. And then I fall into family world and I'm off the news completely. And then I hear he's been traded.
Yep.
Or not traded, cut.
And then
picked up by the New England Patriots.
Which is so funny because we were joking about that on Friday.
The first I'd heard of it, I have to say it was midday, maybe late day, Saturday. When I got home, I put on a game, and it was a college game.
Right.
But they were talking about how he's now in New England. And I went, what did
You must have seen that video where he finds out he got cut by Oakland.
They're saying now that he's sort
what a
of
brat.
Released. He asked to be released.
Right. He said, "Release me."
Free.
Yeah, and he goes running in his huge backyard.
Like, oh my God!
I was tripping off the backyard.
Yeah, it was a lot of room to run.
Yeah,
it's like a horse back there, free.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the bottom line is, some people are saying this guy engineered the whole thing. Ridiculous. I don't think it from the beginning it was all engineered. I mean, he's a diva wide receiver, so the hot air balloon was, you know, there's a move. I need to be in the news. But there was a point where his agent must have jumped in and said, let's get you on another team. Here's how. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, one of the things he did was record a phone call with the coach.
Yes.
And it was in the news that's not legal here in California. He could actually have been in trouble.
Exactly.
For posting that.
You can't record someone without their knowledge.
Gruden's like, well, do you want to be a Raider? And he's like, do you want me to be a Raider? I'm like, what? It's craziness. Well, are they going to file a lawsuit, the Raiders against the Patriots?
I don't think they are. I don't think they are. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to wash their hands of it.
Just bye, Felicia.
Yeah. So anyway, the Raiders do play tonight on Monday Night Football. The Raiders host the Denver Broncos. So it's here.
Mm.
Huh? That's 7:15 game
time. Oh, look for traffic, yeah?
Yeah, I thought this one might have been in Denver, but it looks like it's in Oakland. So expect big traffic tonight for Monday Night Football. And bye-bye Antonio Brown. He'll be starting for the Pats next week.
Right.
Who's that?
That's Gruden.
Gruden?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it remains to be seen how it did. Like, but Tom Brady's like, oh my God, I'm 1,000,000% psyched.
Yeah.
You can come over to my house. Come on over, AB.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Tom Brady's stoked. He wants to repeat.
Yeah. Well, let's just see if this guy's antics come with him to New England.
Let's just see if Big Talk Brenda can actually stick to her big plan.
Oh, what's this?
Brenda Simpson of Millersburg, Ohio. Just a lady.
From Millersburg, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
A town I've never heard of. Go on.
Brenda won $5 million in the Fabulous Fortune top prize drawing lottery there in Ohio.
Wow.
She won the hefty prize Thursday after buying a $20 scratch-off ticket.
Damn.
All of her coworkers had the same question. Are you coming in tomorrow? And she says, yeah, I still plan to work. I told my husband he can retire.
Oh.
But Brenda, a teacher with Head Start, said, I'm going to keep going.
Oh.
I like working. So do you think Big Talk Brenda is employed as a school teacher this time next year?
It's a good question. It's a solid question. I think it comes down to how much she gets of that after taxes and when that realization hits, and then how much she spends right off the bat. If she can set that aside, she could live off that money if she continued to live at the same. But
how much?
People don't
5 million?
That. 5 million. So she get like half. So let's say she gets 3 million of it. Yeah. Right? So now she's got $3 million in the bank. She pays off her mortgage. She probably pays off her mom and dad's mortgage. You know, you always help your people around.
Sure,
you
do. Mm-hmm.
You splurge on a Bugatti. I don't know what you're getting.
You get a Bugatti.
Right,
and
whatever.
Then you're broke.
Yeah.
And then
you don't have any more money. I mean, yeah. The thing is, I bet she'll be very surprised how quickly. I bet she'll be glad she held on to her job because it's going to run through her hands like water.
Brenda Simpson can get the lump sum cash payment or receive $250,000 every year for the next 20 years.
Oh.
That's
almost the way to go.
When it's written in those numbers, that way, I mean, it doesn't feel like you're going to go through it as fast.
Right.
That's good money yearly in Ohio.
Yeah.
Millersburg. No offense. I don't know
where
that is.
Sure, we've never heard of it, though. It has to be
Podunk
Town.
Come
on.
It's affordable.
More affordable than here.
Got affordable written all over it, as a matter of Millersburg, Ohio.
Affordable.
Where you go to disappear.
No one will ever think to look for you there. Where? Right.
Here's another money story for you. 36-year-old Robert Williams and his 35-year-old wife, Tiffany. Tiffany and Robbie.
Oh, Tiff and Rob.
Tiff, yeah.
From Montoursville, Pennsylvania, got a giant boost to their bank account back on the 31st of May.
What happened?
Someone accidentally deposited $120,000 into their account.
Oh, boy.
Someone?
Before that cash infusion, they had a balance of $1,121.
Oh.
And as someone who likes to run a low balance, I got every dollar accounted for there. Checks are out.
Yep.
Don't touch that.
Don't write any checks on that account.
Don't even take out a 20. We're running to zero this week.
Right. Go to the savings account.
Amex, right, Vin?
You got it. Anyway, so they get $120,000 put into their bank account.
Dumped in. Got it.
And Robert and Tiffany do what? What do they do?
They take it out and put it in a secret place.
They didn't even do that.
What did they do?
Because that is I think there's like, we've got to remove it from access so it can't be stolen back, which isn't the right word because they're not stealing from you. You're stealing from them.
Right.
But I can
see.
You
need to say something.
Can you hear the wheels
that.
Turning? We got to get it out of the account so they can't steal it back from us.
Right.
That's our money.
Yeah, it's in our account.
Come on, Tiff.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we should call the police about this. What, are you crazy? Come on. We'll just take it out $10,000 a week, and we'll put it under our mattress.
You know that bench you've been wanting by the front door so you can take your shoes off, seated?
Well, we're getting that.
We're getting that.
Oh, we are? Oh, I've always wanted that.
You know the skylight in the bathroom you've been wanting?
Oh, I've been wanting one.
Done.
Oh. Well, you're making
also,
this very difficult for me.
Let's get an SUV, 2 4-wheelers, a camper, and a car
oh,
trailer.
My, you dummies.
Also, pay off all our bills and car repairs and start giving $15,000 bonuses to our friends.
What?
What? What are they, did
winning.
They think they won $1 million?
And what about the car repairs? Don't you just buy new cars?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I do.
They clearly done that. That's too. An SUV, 2 4-wheelers, a camper, a car trailer.
Yeah, oh, nice.
In mid-June, though, the bank went, oh, that's where that money went.
Wait, they got it May 31st, and 2 weeks later, they the bank's like, oh, hey.
Right. They had time.
Oh, boy.
They tried to pull the finders keepers rule, which isn't actually a rule anywhere that I know of. If you find something in a store, that doesn't make it yours.
No.
You have to pay for that to leave.
Yep. Oh, look what I found on the shelf.
I found these steaks. I'm out of here.
Yeah. You drop them on the floor and find them there. Hey.
Anyway.
They weren't even in the case.
So the bank was like, look, we unfortunately made a mistake and transferred that amount into your account. Now they're overdrawn big time.
By $100,000.
$107,000, actually.
Oh, they can ask their friends for the $15,000 bonuses that they gave you. Bonus for being my friend.
For a minute there, they were staying in touch with the bank and said, oh, yeah, we'll pay that back, of course. And then they started ghosting the bank when they realized, how are we going to pay this back?
We had $1,000 in our account.
It's unclear whether the Williamses have retained legal counsel.
Oh, that's going to be expensive.
But they did steal that money, and it's likely they're going to be arrested if
Tip
they haven't
and Rob.
Already.
Listen, they're only in their 30s. Hopefully they have, maybe they've been in a 401k for a while, and they can just pay it back with that, because they got to, that is, I mean, they've just become criminals.
Yeah.
It's not even really their fault. Like, you got to feel for the person who has a $100,000 balance all of a sudden, and they're, like, that's so tempting.
Is it, though?
It is, don't you think? Mm. I'm like, maybe.
Gotta do the right thing.
But I think you do have to do, A, you have to do the right thing. B, you gotta give it some time before you start just spend. Like, what has come over you when you just run right, you run right to Camper World to stock up on all the ladies, and you're like, what are you doing?
Camper
like,
World.
Give it a month. Give it, like, I mean, ideally give it a year. If no one's figured it out in a year.
Don't you just go right to the bank and go, look, I think there's an error.
Well,
I mean, you have to.
I think most of us do.
Robert and Tiffany have been arrested on felony theft charges.
Well, yeah.
So they're busted. That's done. But I do think, as we're discussing what you do, life's gotten easier as I've gotten older because I know better.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. As a young person, I would have been like, oh, I deserve
this. I just won the lottery.
You know how broke I'm living? Yeah. I need that money.
This is great.
Now I just go, I'm not even going to wait.
I don't want that trouble.
I'm going to them. I'm getting this out of, get it out of my account. It's not mine.
Right. Yep.
Exactly. I don't even want to get the interest and have to figure out what you took out. And is that.
You have made a mistake.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want no trouble.
Right.
Man, I bet you 35 and you got $1,000 in your account. And you're like, this is great. Let's go to Camper World.
I get to put meat in my ramen now.
Let me ask you a question, Sarah.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Yes.
How many White Claws did you crush this weekend?
You know what's funny? I don't like White Claw. That's not my jam at all. But we always have White Claws at the house.
I don't know what that is.
It is like a hard seltzer. I don't even know what to call it.
Oh, I've seen this on the internet this weekend.
People I told you guys the story that these hard seltzers or whatever they are,
the
whatever you call them, the sales are up hundreds of percent.
Yep.
They're taking
my girlfriend's specifically White Claw. They freaking, I can't keep them in stock at my house. And now apparently there's a problem.
According to reports, there's a nationwide White Claw shortage.
It's a good problem to have if you're White Claw. Mm.
White Claw is, they've put a spokesperson on it to say, we're working round the clock to increase supply given the rapid growth in customer demand. White Claw is made by the same company that makes Mike's Hard Lemonade. You like that?
I don't drink any of those things. I just, you know what I want? Some vodka with some water in it.
Well, isn't vodka in the mark?
Probably, but I don't need the flavor. I just want
It gives me heartburn. But,
yeah, because they're sugary, I think, you know? I just want vodka and soda.
White Claw sales were up 283% this July compared to last year. That's crazy.
That's good for them.
Yeah,
they're
doing great.
Huge.
Huge in the Midwest, so much so that the supply is gone. So White Claw wants you to know. They're happy to have an emergency on their hands.
Yeah. Well, and the amount that people were talking about it this weekend is just advertisement you can't buy.
Right.
People are flipping. Everyone's like, White Claw, what's that? Well, you'll never know because I'm going to buy it before you get there.
I see the news stories about it because it's improved market share so much, but I also see it on Facebook.
Yeah.
People
love their White Claw.
I saw it on Instagram. So let's see, zero carbs and only 100 calories.
Yeah.
Will you try White Claw?
Yes, I would love to.
They have good flavors too. Like it's fun. Like on a sunny day at a barbecue, it's actually a pretty light thing to drink rather than having to drink a beer or, you know, making a stiff drink.
Let's see.
Some more social.
5% alcohol.
What's a beer? Is a beer 5%?
I don't know. 7%?
I have
I thought like a regular Budweiser is like 3%.
Oh.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's why you got to drink 100 of them.
They range from 4% to 12 or 15%.
Okay.
Yeah, so 5% alcohol, you could actually catch a buzz off of that.
Mm.
But they're very light and they're good. They're like black cherry and grapefruit. And
I see
like
a black cherry
one.
Flavor here, yeah.
They're good.
There's like five different flavors.
Yeah. So people buy the variety pack.
They say
so
regular get... Budweiser is 5%.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's 5%. Wow, all right. Mm-hmm.
That's actually surprising. Hmm.
And then they make those ice ones, which I think are malt liquor, right?
I have no idea.
Whatever.
I'm not sure. Coors Light 4.2, Corona 4.5, uh-huh. Miller Lite 4.2.
All right,
4.2.
So it's all a range. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need more in my drink.
Well, you know what you should do? Take a White Claw and add a shot
more
of vodka
percentage,
to it.
I mean.
Oh, okay. I was going to say more quantity-wise?
More percentage. I drank this beer when I was in Visalia. There was this brewery that used to do this.
Shame.
Visalia.
Visalia, everyone. The 559/209. It was hillbilly beer.
Oh, hillbilly.
And they brewed it, and it was 12%. And
oh, boy,
you drink two of those. And I was like, I need a ride home.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah, it was pretty heavy.
That's good, though.
It's delicious. Then I have, you know, the brats with it.
Oh, my God. What are you trying to make me hungry?
That's
but she lived in Visalia.
When I was doing mornings over there.
Oh, all right.
Way up at 3 a.m. some beers and brats. And then go do her show.
No.
But right
maybe,
afterwards.
Maybe 10:30. Oh, no, because then I do middays after that.
Oh,
so then I go,
you used to produce the morning show and then do middays?
No, I did co-host it. Or,
oh, my God. You were the whole station.
I was, yeah, out of some old lady's house. It was weird.
How fun.
I would do mornings co-hosting
did she know?
A rap place. She sold it to the radio station. It was the weirdest thing. Like, It was a house. It was a house. And The radio station, two radio stations ran out of it. So I would do mornings with this dude, and a rap morning show. And then I would do middays doing a rock show.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. You even switched formats from rap to rock?
Yeah, I would walk down the hall.
Oh, I see.
I would walk down the hall and do middays.
Did you change your name?
Funny. I did.
What were you on the rock station?
I was Sky Miller.
Oh, Sky Miller.
Uh-huh.
Sky. Hey, it's Sky.
I like that. Can I call you Sky Miller?
Yeah, I like Sky Miller.
I'm going to call you Sky Miller from now on.
Give me like a
walk. We opened up a telephone book.
Hey, can you play a rock song so she can let her walk the post?
Yeah, find
her. What song do you want?
What was it?
Like an AC/DC song or something with a nice long intro.
But I don't have the countdown in front of me.
You'll do fine. You'll feel it. You're Sky Miller.
Do a long way to the top.
Oh. Give me how long it is, though.
We'll see if he can tell you.
Hold on.
I don't think
all those AC/DC songs have a really long...
That post-information doesn't come with the song.
Yeah, there's a countdown you see in front of you, you guys. You have it right in front of you. I don't have
We do, but we're saying, you know, that's not in the system, so we don't... Oh, pull up an AC/DC song that's in the system. There must be... Hold on, I'm gonna look one up.
Yeah, you've got the system in front of you.
I do. I just can't work it real
quick. Man, long way to the top is like 27 seconds.
Yeah. See?
All right, hold on.
Well, Sky Miller's got a lot to say.
Does she?
Yeah, she's going to sell an upcoming contest. And wants to thank everybody for the brats and whatever.
Brats and brews?
Yeah.
How do I just make this play? I have to hit this and then hit
Yeah, throw it in the system.
All right, hold on.
All right.
Make sure you don't put
Look
it on
Look at us working
manual.
Stuff.
I mean, automatic.
How come it's more it's not inserting this for me?
I'll do it for you.
I got it. I did it. It has, let me see what it's got for a...
Oh, Sarah, that's a bed.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Oh, God. Okay, forget this.
Okay,
we're running late now.
I don't know how to do it.
Sky Miller, take me to break.
Hold on. Now I don't know how to get rid of this thing. Hold on.
I'll do it for you.
Oh, good Lord.
No, I'm doing
Sorry,
it myself.
Here we go. All right. And then I push this button. There we go. Great.
Wait. Where's Sky Miller talking?
There it went.
Why are you guys talking about the commercial?
Wait.
Shoot.
Bye-bye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.